Well, hello everyone. Have you ever wondered how long man has been on this earth? God has a thread of time all through His inspired word. So let us find out what this thread of time is leading us to the 6,000th year of the history of man. Man has been on the earth for nearly 6,000 years from the time God created the first man, Adam, and renewed the earth. We know that in God's master plan, the Feast of Trumpets, one of God's appointed times, is a pivotal point of the seven annual festivals. God the Father has an appointed time for His Son to return, and it could very well be on the Feast of Trumpets. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. We'll start by reading verse 3 and 4. 2 Peter 3, verse 3. Says, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And then verse 8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Remember, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So that during the creation week in Genesis, each day represents 1,000 years. And the first 6 days represent the history of man, while the seventh day Sabbath represents the millennial reign of Christ. And God declares the end from the beginning. We will now examine the progression of events in time sequence of the history of man according to God's word. And from the day that the first man, Adam, was created through the history of man brings us to the true 6,000th year. So let's start in Genesis, where there are 19 generations from Adam to Abraham. And you will find these various scriptures from Genesis 5 to Genesis 11. We will only read the number of years for each generation from Adam to Abraham, the year when they were born. Adam begat Seth 130 years. Seth begat Enosh 105 years. Enosh begat Canaan 90 years. Canaan begat Mahalalel 70 years. Mahalalel begat Jared 65 years. Jared begat Enoch, 162 years. Enoch begat Methuselah, 65 years. Methuselah begat Lamech, 187 years. Lamech begat Noah, 182 years. Noah begat Shem, 502 years. Shem begat Arphaxad, 100 years. Arphaxad begat Selah, 35 years. Selah begat Eber, 30 years. Eber begat Peleg, 34 years. Peleg begat Reu, 30 years. Reu begat Serug, 32 years. Serug begat Nahor, 30 years. Nahor begat Terah, 29 years. And Terah begat Abraham 130 years. But let's look at where Terah begot Abraham, because there's a few brothers involved here, and it's similar to Noah begetting Shem too. But let's start with Genesis 11. Turn back to Genesis 11. We'll make a special point here in Genesis 11 and verse 26. It says, now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. So Haran was the firstborn, then Nahor, then Abraham. So let's turn. Just go ahead and come over to verse 32. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. And then in chapter 12 and verse 4 of Genesis, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham, or Abram, was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And if we turn all the way over to Acts chapter 7, it reads, this was where Stephen was addressing the council, Pharisees, Sadducees. He says that he said, "Brethren and fathers, listen, the glory of God appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, 'Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you.' Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran, and from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell." So we see that combination of scripture shows that Terah begot Abraham when he's 130 years. So in all 19 generations, they're documented in successive order from the creation of Adam to the birth of Abraham. And God did this for our example, for creating his cumulative thread of time. And when you add each of these times from one generation to another, you will come out with 2,008 cumulative years. Now, if we turn to Genesis chapter 12 again, and we'll read verse 4 and 5. We did read verse 4, where it talks about where Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then verse 5, then Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. So Abraham left Haran when he was 75 years old. So now we have a total of 2,008 years plus 75, which would be 2,083 years. And from the time that Abraham left Haran and entered Canaan to the exodus of Israel out of Egypt was exactly 430 years to the very same day. And let's turn to Exodus 12. We'll explain this. In Exodus 12, and we'll read verses 40 and 41. Exodus 12, 40 and 41. It says, "Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass," that's really in verse 40, Egypt. If you look in the margin, that's really Egypt and Canaan. Was 430 years. "And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on the very same day it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." So the sojourning of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt, and we just saw in Canaan and Egypt, according to the King James, New King James Version margin, was 430 years. The word sojourn is an important key word to understanding this timing. And sojourn means the length of stay, or to stay as a temporary resident. Now, if we turn to Hebrews 11, back forward to Hebrews 11, and we'll read verses 8 and 9 of Hebrews 11. We'll see that by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt, in the King James Version, that means sojourned, in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So we know that the children of Jacob, or Israel, were also the children of Abraham, because Abraham was the grandfather of Jacob. And by faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him according to that same promise. And what's also interesting to know, Mr. Armstrong mentioned a number of times in his radio broadcast that the children of Israel came out of Egypt that same day, 430 years later, when Abraham came into Canaan. Now we have a total of 2,083 years plus 430. So that equals 2,513 cumulative years from the creation of Adam. World history, Egyptian history, has Thutmose III being the Egyptian pharaoh at the time Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt in 1447 B.C. And this would also agree with the 40-year wandering of Israel before they entered the promised land of Canaan in 1407 B.C. We know from archaeology and world history, God's word, that Solomon began his reign as king of Israel in 970 B.C. And he also began to build God's temple in Jerusalem in 967 B.C. So let's turn to 1 Kings 6 and verse 1. And let's show this. 1 Kings 6 and verse 1. It says, "It came to pass in the 480th year, after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, God's calendar, that he began to build the house of the Lord." So Scripture tells us that Solomon's temple was started in the fourth year of his reign, 480 years after the children of Israel left Egypt. Now we have a total of 2,513 plus 480, which equals 2,993 cumulative years from the creation of Adam. From 967 B.C., at the time Solomon's temple began to be built, to this very current year, 2020 A.D., there's a total of 2,988 years will elapsed. 1 year was added when passing through the transition from B.C. to A.D. because, and since there was no year zero at that point. So now, from the creation of Adam until including this year, will be 2,988 years plus the previous 2,993 years for a total of 5,981 cumulative years. Now we can see that projecting another 19 years from 2020 will bring us to the year 2039. And this results in 6,000 total years from the time Adam was created. However, we cannot say that this is the true 6,000th year. Why? Because we have to realize that during the 19 generations from Adam until Abraham, we did not know the exact time of the year that they were born. Therefore, and this is using a standard engineering design approach, we will set each generation's birth date be in the middle of the year. Since we don't know exactly when, be in the middle, then we will apply a tolerance band of minus one half to plus one half of a year for each of the 19 generations. When you do this, this results in a much larger tolerance band in a 19-year time cycle range of minus 9.5 years to plus 9.5 years wrapped around the calculated 6,000th year, which is 2039. And this range of years starts in 2029 and ends in 2048. Going still further, a little further, the most likely range for the true 6,000th year would really fall somewhere between 2035 and 2043 AD. So I have a chart here. It was sent out. It's a PDF file. It's really good. It was sent out. And I'm just going to show this so that you all know. I'm not sure you can see this, but I think I put this up before. But as you can tell, we've got the time now, 2020. And then you have, this is the last time cycle. And then this is when the true 6,000th year is in this tolerance band from 2029 to 2048. And then the shaded area is the most likely time. God has revealed by scriptures now world history and archaeology only a range of years when the history of man will come to an end. Yes, as we approach this last time cycle wrapped around the true 6,000th year, let us all be diligent and ready. We know we need to always be this way. God is perfect, and He knows exactly when the 6,000 years have elapsed, and when He will send His Son back to this earth to set up the kingdom of God.